It's a question of longevity. It's like a, you know, it's that old thing, like a first novel. You know, they usually give the cat a break, you know, and everybody kind of pats him on the back. And then the second one, they really chop him up. And then if he does a few more, you know, and shows he has staying power, then and I think it'd be the same way with us. One day we'll realize, wow, they're just like old friends. They've been around for years now, and, you know, they're part of our national psyche. I guess we'll just accept them.
In 1991, long queues formed outside cinemas across the globe for Oliver Stone's film biography of the group, with Val Kilmer as central figure Jim Morrison, Meg Ryan as Pamela, and Kyle MacLachlan as Ray Manzarek. 2 years later, the Doors were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame at New York's Waldorf Astoria Hotel. Of all of them, Ray Manzarek was the most conspicuous bearer of the flame. As epitomized by Myth and Reality, a 2-CD release on which he told their story in his laconic Californian drawl. There wasn't a lot in the way of analysis of motivations or weighing up of experience, but the narrative was as relaxed and sometimes as soporific as a fireside chat. The penultimate track was a Chariots of Fire-ish piano solo by a musician whose thwarted ambition since the sundering of the Doors provokes a measure of sympathy. Whether reaching too deeply into the past is healthy for any artist is debatable, but at least it has guaranteed Ray, John, and Bobby some financial security via royalties from both Doors records and revivals. The latter included Nico's version of The End, Status Quo's Roadhouse Blues, Hello I Love You by both the Delmonas and Adamant, LA Woman from Billy Idol, and Riders of the Storm by Annabelle Lamb. Light My Fire has, of course, been recorded by artists as diverse as Shirley Bassey, Chet Atkins, Amy Stewart, Isaac Hayes, the Mike Flowers Pops, and most recently by Will Young, British teen sensation of 2002, who makes Donny Osmond seem like, well, Jim Morrison. Interest in the late Morrison once reached such a pitch that Rolling Stone, mouthpiece of North American youth culture, ran an article centered on a picture of him in his prime, beneath the headline, "He's hot, he's sexy, and he's dead." That vision of him in his early 20s is how fans prefer to remember the Lizard King, rather than the scruffy, bloated exile, strangely old at 27. In Rock and Roll Heaven, the Righteous Brothers hadn't mentioned that it was the sex and drugs and rock and roll lifestyle that had contributed to Morrison's wretched end, and that of his widow, taken by a suspected heroin overdose in 1974. Pamela had played out Jim's live fast, die young ethic, as would Sid Vicious of the Sex Pistols, Nirvana's Kurt Cobain, and the like, who, however unknowingly, modelled themselves on Morrison. Nevertheless, the daddy of all stimulant-related pop casualties continues to fascinate new generations of fans, envious of his unquiet journey to the Père Lachaise Cemetery. There was a huge turnout at his final resting place on the 10th anniversary of his passing, when the surviving Doors presided over a graveside tribute ceremony. One mourner reasoned that the fuss was because the 60s music was much better than the stuff now. This view may well reflect one significant reason why the Doors sell more records today than they ever did during one of the last century's most pivotal decades, and why Jim Morrison's enduring legend ensures that the marketing of every product associated with the group will always be a special event.
Thank you for buying Maximum Doors. We hope you enjoyed it. Watch out for further titles on Chrome Dreams coming up soon. If you did enjoy or have any comments or suggestions, write to us at Chrome Dreams, PO Box 230, New Malden, Surrey, UK, KT36YY, or email on mail@chromedreams.co.uk. Details of our full catalogue are listed on our website at www.chromedreams.co.uk. Thanks again for listening, and goodbye for now.